seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام من ذكر رجلاً من خلفه بما هو فيه مما عرفه الناس لم يغتبه ومن ذكره من خلفه بما هو فيه مما لا يعرفه الناس اغتابه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, he who talks about someone behind his back, mentioning what is true about him and what people already know, then he has not backbite about him. Whereas he who talked about someone behind his back, about something that is true, but that people do not know about, then he has backbit about him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when talking about the beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, of course, the seventh divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, he talked about certain words of wisdom, which really leaves one astounded. Because these words of wisdom are such that, of course they are words of wisdom, but they are so true, and the more you think about them, the truer they become. The more you contemplate and reflect, you realize that these are truly incredibly true words. Now, why would they not be incredibly true and precise and accurate to perfection? these words of these divinely appointed Imams, since first and foremost they have been divinely appointed by Allah, and two, the source of their knowledge and their wisdom, of course, is the ultimate source of knowledge and wisdom, which is the Almighty, the All-Knowing Allah. And so in one of these conversations that Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam had with his companions, he talked about a certain thing which brings about old age. Now, some of us, for some reason, because we live in a very materialistic frame of mind, we think that old age comes about via age itself, right? Or it comes about via an unhealthy lifestyle, or old age comes about, you know, from working too much. In one place, I even read that running a lot, you know, running actually increases a person's age as well. Here, there's something really interesting, and we have to take into consideration that this conversation between Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam and his companion occurred, you know, well over 1,000 years ago. So many, if not perhaps all, of the modern-day sciences and the modern-day knowledge of these sciences that we have at hand today were totally not available, you know, over 1,000 years ago. I mean, they didn't even exist in the shape and form that they exist in today. But in this conversation, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says, many worries brings about old age. What a beautiful statement, and what a true statement. I mean, it's so true that it's perfect, which is what we had said in the beginning of the segment, that their statements are true to perfection. And truly, you will find that an individual who has a lot of worries, who has a lot of stress, who is preoccupied with the issues and matters and the problems and the hardships of life, this will bring about old age. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Al-Kadhim is famous for this particular emphasis during his time. What he wanted to do was he saw there was a great deal of moral corruption. There was attachment to this world. The Abbasid caliphs were engrossed in the materialistic possessions of this world. They were drinking intoxicants. They were spending their time illegitimately with women. They were spreading fahisha and fahsha. And Imam alayhi salam rose to the challenge to correct this type of actions that were there, and to spread these important teachings which highlight the need for you and I to hold ourselves accountable and to practice muhasaba every single day. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that without practicing this muhasaba, this self-accountability, one cannot be considered a follower of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Why? The Quran comes forward and says, "Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba." Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Imam Salamullahi alayhi says, when you hold yourself accountable every single day, that will allow you to strengthen your willpower, the power to say no to temptations, to desires, to the whims that you and I may have every single day when we're presented with all these challenges. Imam alayhi salam saw this particular opportunity to remind you and I of the importance of self-accountability. And he goes on to say that when it comes to this important action of muhasaba, one should reflect. If I have done a good deed, I should strengthen the resolve to continue performing it and to do more and more. But if, God forbid, I have committed an evil vice or a sin or an act of transgression against the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the effort should be made and the commitment should be placed for that not to be repeated.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
أنت يا بدر المدينة خير خلق الله.